special session and emergency meeting. It is Friday, March 20th, 2020, and it is 2:00 exactly. We do have a quorum present. We're waiting on one member to get here that we know is on the way. But we're going to get started with item B. That member, by the way, is Rick Stegley, who's not here but is on his way. And we have one member attending via teleconference, and that is Kurt Kopchinski, who was running a fever and chose not to come infect us, and we appreciate that. Item B is discussion possible action on regarding COVID-19. Council, I will say this. I've been on the phone with all the mayors in Fort Bend County, or most of the mayors in Fort Bend County, talked to many of the city secretaries, some of the staff. I started yesterday with about 8:30 with city secretary, fire chief Larry DiCamillo, and chief Gary Stewart, talking about COVID-19, and I ended up last night about 6:30, 7:00, ending up on COVID-19, and was filled all full of the day. There's a lot going on. Everything is fluid. I just want to, and I'm telling council that, to let you appreciate that what we're saying here is locked in gold for about 3 minutes. And then who knows what changes they're going to throw back at us. But right now, they have started moving a lot of the reserve safety clothes to set aside for first responders. They're moving them into the Houston area for the instant testing sites, drive-through testing sites, which leaves zero replacement gear at this point for our first responders, fire department, et cetera. So everybody's in a mad scramble. We have had, and y'all are aware, just as well as where I am, that mixed news reports. Depends on what channel you listen to. As to whether you're dead or not and how many. So all I can say is we will try to do the best we can. We haven't posted a lot of facts and figures because they seem to be fluid as well. Joining us now is Alderman Rick Stegley. Rick, if you want to talk, you got to come speak in the phone, or you can go speak at yours down at the end. Just make sure you're more than 6 feet away from the city secretary. She's essential personnel. And we're just talking about update on this. Some of the things that are being discussed very heavily right now, in addition to first responders, gear, hospitals, et cetera, are things that will affect us. And we're going to be talking about Tuesday and dealing with is elections. There's a lot that's fluid on that. Fort Bend ISD is going to have a decision-making time on Monday that may affect us and may affect the county. We talked with John Oldham yesterday at length, and so I don't believe at this point, to the best of my knowledge, the county is not going to make a decision for us, and nor is the state. Again, that could all change by this afternoon. But if that's the case, it'll be up to us to make that decision on Tuesday.
To close?
For elections.
To postpone.
Yeah, and we can talk about it at length right now. Polling sites is a definite problem.
So the county is not going. So what if we say yes? Is the county going to come in here and run an election?
Yes. Not here. If we close, depends on what we do Tuesday about closing City Hall.
Okay, that's where I was confused.
Yes. There's options that we'll have to talk about Tuesday because they're running into all kind of sites closing, et cetera. So they have some serious issues even holding election countywide. All right, so did anybody have any questions or any comments on regarding COVID-19 discussion in general? John? Okay.
What is the county seeing anything about what we're hearing on federally about quarantines or anything like that? Or does the state see anything about that? I haven't heard anything from the state or county.
I was on their state call last night. The last night, one I was on ended after 5 o'clock. They're not saying anything that hadn't been stated factually. And so, no, there's no speculation or thoughts toward anything that the feds may do.
So the county hasn't said anything about it yet. City of Houston had a press conference today, I think, and said they are not planning to close parks, public spaces, go into a general quarantine. So at this point, I haven't heard anything that this region is going to go to that level now. I mean, everything can change by Monday.
Or today. So, and that's how fluid we are in council. I think what we're seeing today is the ability to get together. And I'm glad we're moving Tuesday to take some action for a video conferencing. But teleconference is going to be probably in our future very soon. Okay.
Could we Skype that? You know, just as a quick run around?
For now, we're just doing the teleconferencing.
No. Do we have to do some approved system? Like,
we just have to teleconference it. We have.
I've been on video calls all day long since Tuesday.
But our problem is if we're videoing call, how are we going to have make sure everybody's in the video? We're not set up for video yet. Well, that's why we're doing the teleconferencing. If we decide you want to stay home, you can do just like Kurt's doing today. Just call in via the teleconference.
I know if we did a video conference, then we could see each other on that video conference.
Let's talk about that more on Tuesday, because I think we actually have that.
We can use mine. I have a WebEx account that allows. I can do 500.
But I have to post on the agenda how people can join the meeting. So like right now I'm posting the phone number and ID to get into the meeting. We have to allow the general public in to the meeting. And so if you do Skype, we have to allow any general public who wants to get in on the Skype.
And we've got Zoom VX or whatever it is.
We're
right
using
now
Zoom.
For coming for us today and then Tuesday.
Well, actually, today our attorney gave us a conference
right
line to use, but we've got our own Zoom account now for Tuesday's meeting.
Zoom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Teleconference. Do what?
It does have a video, but we only set it up for teleconferencing on Tuesday. We did not set it up for video.
It wouldn't be hard to do.
No.
But I can't, what I'm saying is how I post it, which has to be posted today. Right.
And you have to download an application to use Zoom.
Right.
Or you can use the dial-in without the application. If you download the application, then you just flip on the video.
Right.
Everyone can see it.
Right.
Maybe a little complicated to try to do on the fly.
On the fly. Right.
Yeah. If I had more time to prepare, I would say definitely let's do it. But since I just got a crash course today.
I'm going for ease of operation right now.
I don't want to say John's a good bug anymore.
All right.
Oh, we're being recorded.
You are.
Except for John, he's not speaking. all right. Rick, do you have anything new update through the county that might?
No, other than individual departments are now shutting down to the public. Engineering will shut down at 5 o'clock to the public. Deliveries by appointment only. Everything else is going to be done online.
Okay, well, that leads us into item C, which is how do we deal with it? And this is item C, discussion and consideration of resolution number 2020-15, amending the city's employees policy manual, creating a new section 9, declaration of public health emergency compensation, setting employee compensation and work schedules during a public health emergency. and I think everybody would agree, we're in the middle of a public health emergency. Flipping over to page 2 of your agenda packet, it's Declaration of Health Emergency Compensation. There's basically two options here that start, but everything in here is amendable. First is pay, regular pay for non-essential staff and hazardous pay stipend for essential staff and emergency response personnel. The second portion is policy regular pay for essential staff and emergency response personnel, but with dropping down to 30 hours of pay for non-essential personnel, or non-essential staff. So what we're trying to do is figure out how we're going to compensate, who we're going to have open, and these figures are not just made up, believe it or not. They actually were tied to FEMA in the additional compensation package, and deleting or the lesser package. So
I have one comment.
I'm going to let you take it from right now, so you got more than one. Go ahead.
I think in the first paragraph, we need to state in there that once this happens, about closing City Hall to the public, because this never really addresses that City Hall is closed to the public.
I'm sorry. I thought you're right.
But, and I didn't realize
council
that.
Agreed, I think, at the last meeting that we're just going to close City Hall.
Right. So does that need to be in here, or is that just part of... We've been closed since yesterday. So you don't think it needs to be a part of this? Okay,
no,
that's fine.
No, because next time we might not close City Hall.
Okay, got it.
Probably would, but...
Got it. We'll leave that as a council action.
Yes.
The main difference in the two is...
I need you to speak up, please. Sorry.
Can you hear me now? Okay, so the main difference between...
I can't hear you any better.
Hold on a minute.
What?
It's not working. At this time, Courtney is moving over. John's just going to have to move over and get closer to the mic. And Steve's going to be afraid to speak in it because it's going to be German.
Okay. Okay.
So the difference is that the two is just the 10 hours of additional compensation for
hazardous duty pay,
basically.
Well, so one is... You give your emergency responders and your essential staff who are basically still working regular hours that additional 10 hours of pay. And all other staff just gets their 40 hours. The other one is your essential staff, your emergency responders just get their regular salary, and the non-essential staff only get paid 30 hours a week. So it's a deduct in pay for your non-essential.
And how does that work for salaried personnel?
Salary personnel, their salary would be figured on what an hourly rate would be, and they would get 10 hours at an hourly rate per week, additional pay.
Just wanted to clarify that. Excuse me?
There's two different packets in here. One is your essential personnel. So this gives you a skeleton crew work schedule, basically. So it's broke down in essential and non-essential, because if council decided we want all non-essential personnel to go home, your essential personnel and emergency responders are usually still working. So it's broke down between the three.
What's the summary of the two options, sir?
So the first option you're looking at, the emergent, well, because you're looking at the A and the B. If you look at, there's two actual policies in there. And everything is the same in them except for the rate of pay. The two policies are the same except for the rate of pay. Right. So one policy says essential staff and emergency response gets a hazardous pay stipend, which is 10 hours times their hourly rate a week on top of their regular pay. And the non-essential staff still gets paid their 40 hours. The other one says your essential staff, your emergency response staff just get paid their regular salaries, and your non-essential staff will be cut down to 30 hours a week pay.
Tourism, this was tied to FEMA. So is there something that, what is our expected reimbursement from FEMA if anything happens?
At this time, we are planning for none.
At this time, we are not planning to be reimbursed. However, with the emergency declaration, et cetera, this is all set up to where we can be and we can then apply. And that's the whole point of all to get us right here. Once we've applied, according to discussion with the chief and for about 2 minutes, Rick, this cost fact basis is, let me back that up. I can't answer what our cost would be. We're expecting to, or if reimbursement would be, we're expecting to apply for all of it back for the hours that they're working. Okay? And if what percentage of that would be? I don't know. You've seen it. Sometimes they'll give you 100%, but usually it's 40 or 60 or some percentage they're in.
I have a question. If, I'm going to yell. Sorry.
Okay, question is?
If a essential personnel works 60 hours, are we paying that person for 50 hours or 60 hours?
All your essential personnel are salary.
They don't get paid in the extra.
Okay.
So they just get paid a, yeah.
Correct. What is happening in some of this, because of the declaration and requirements to... for health declaration is our officers are taking about 2 hours just cleaning up at the end of shift. And that's coming from somewhere.
What do we do during Hurricane Harvey?
During Harvey, we have a different policy that says once the EOC is activated, all non-essential staff go home. All essential staff are paid at overtime rate for their hours worked.
So they would get paid, even if it's a salary employee? So a salary employee back then would have gotten paid for 60 hours?
Correct.
No, you got paid the hours you physically worked at a time and a half rate, and we were working. So during Harvey, we had 12 hours of work that we were paid at time and a half. We had 12 hours of rest that we were paid at our regular rate, because we were here 24/7. So your hours worked were paid at time and a half. Your hours of rest are paid at regular rate.
And you just calculated an hourly rate based on their current salary?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So it was quite more expensive?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we're looking at just a stipend for this, because we don't know how long this could last.
And we could end up having to engage the Emergency Operations Center. And at that point,
if we engaged all essential personnel,
right.
If it's just the PD.
I would think we would still fall under this rate, because that, the other one is for inclement weather. This is for public health disaster. So it would still just They're not tied together. So the way this is written, we would still just get the 10-hour weekly stipend. And your officers are hourly, so once they've gone over 40, they're going to get time and a half for that 40. I mean, for over 40 plus that stipend.
Under this plan,
yes. Mm-hmm. They would still get their regular 40, any overtime, plus the stipend.
And right now, our officers aren't working. It's just business is normal right now.
They're still running normal shifts.
Right.
And expect to, but we are incurring some additional cost in cleanup. They're having to put additional time in cleaning the cars. And of course, if you look at those cars, you're not cleaning that car in 30 minutes. I mean, you just can't do it. It's taking them.
They're figuring an hour before shift and an hour after shift for their decon, because they have to.
Decon stands for decontamination.
Take off all their uniforms have to be, you know, decontaminated every night.
All of their gear, all their
That's kind of where the 10 hours came from.
Do we know what other, do we have any other city data on what they're doing?
I don't know what other cities are doing on pay. I do know some cities have shut down and are just paying their staff their 40 hours. But there, some cities are still open and not even closed to the public. So we've got both sides of it.
Most of the cities are closed, at least to the public, and the rest that I know of are going to shut down today. Okay.
So if we did have to open the EOC, this would supersede the EOC game plan?
It wouldn't supersede it, John. The other one's just not engaged.
Okay. The other one is for emergency, for weather. Inclement weather. This is public
hurricane,
health.
That's hurricane, tornado,
earthquake. We could come out with another policy.
You can absolutely amend this any way you want.
You are going to be reimbursed for FEMA. You have to have your policy in place before you implement. So if we went back and retroactively changed something in this, whatever plan we adopt, that's going to impact our ability to get reimbursed for FEMA. Right.
They're not going to take it today if we implement it next Thursday. They're just not going to.
If we change the care plan today, then we can ask for reimbursement. And on Tuesday, we change the plan. Mm-hmm. Then starting Tuesday, my assumption is that you can ask for money under the new plan.
In theory, yes.
And we don't even know if implementing this plan today will qualify us. It just depends on FEMA.
However,
I've heard that the UK is going to reimburse 80% of everyone's salaries.
Wow.
Well, Bloomberg should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just saying, like, people
raise money here. I've got questions as well.
Did you want to copy
this? So let's say we go to this and instead, you know, we say everybody's going home, but you're going to continue to work remotely.
Okay.
Now, why would we do a reduced pay if they're working 40 hours remotely?
Not all staff is going to be able to work remotely. And that's why we came up. If you look in here, these are still people reporting to City Hall. We're just, the work schedule, your non-essential staff are still reporting to City Hall, but we've altered their schedules so that they're not, we don't have two people in one office at a time. They're coming in separate days.
We're trying to manage the spacing situation.
We just have more from home.
Not all functions work that way.
And some staff do not have internet at home. We know for sure one clerk does not have internet.
But can Public Works folks, since they're...
No, Public Works is not. Public Works is going to be here.
And if you look, they're still...
Public Works field staff.
Yeah, they still work Monday through Friday, just shorter shifts.
And they're outside.
That's a good question.
Well,
we were just doing one.
Is the road kind of shut down? Is the city still bringing in revenue?
We're still have court people coming in. We still have utility payments coming in.
So it's not like our businesses, which are closed, that are bleeding money, crazy money. So, you know, I don't think we need to.
I mean, we're
pay since we're not being taxed on the other side. You know,
yeah,
if they can do the job, it's not cutting your pay. But
I would try to get everyone to work from home. If they came, then
see
if they were willing to come in.
Steve, I'm just going to say right now, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Just right a little bit before you walked in. There's a little old man, all bent over, stooped, a lot of white hair. I was a little jealous. Had a lot of hair. Walked up with his check to pay his utility bill. Angie got up, walked around to the door, got down and said, "May I help you, sir?" Can't do that from home. He told her what he was doing. She went and looked up the bill, came back, told him out. He filled out the check on the outside of the window, slipped it through the slot.
Through what? Through the slot?
Through the mail. We have a drop-off slot in the window.
So that's why. And we're trying to make sure, and not everybody has the ability to nor a function that works from home.
And not everybody has a computer at home. We would have to bring IT in to set up everybody with a computer, to set up a VPN. I don't know how many people the VPN can hold, how many people can log in at one time through the VPN, because we have to log in
and
through a VPN.
And remember, this is temporary.
Temporary for now.
Temporary for now, plus... And as y'all...
So Steve and I are looking at you going, there's no barrier to this being done other than willpower.
That's correct. And there's a desire to let people come and get a service provided for them, and that can all blow up the minute somebody walks in and contaminates the facility. We recognize all that. But I think it's worth the effort to try to provide a service to the citizens of the city. My thought.
At the cost of someone coming to the door, not coming to the
door. I know you don't. You won't talk in the speaker now.
Yeah.
And I understand that level of caution. It could go on 6 months. We're going to discuss part of that, what's going to happen to us on Tuesday. Okay? For right now, we're trying to establish a policy that will let us move ahead. And which
we
can all...
It down and end it off on Tuesday if we have to.
We might have to.
Okay, well, let's just move on. You know, let's just get out of the weeds of this one of these.
Okay, then it comes down to, is this council more inclined, or is this council to... give everybody full pay and pay the additional staff a stipend?
I'm not really in favor of the cut pay, the 30 hours.
Okay. So from what I've seen, Kelly, what's your thought?
And let me just remind council that the city administrator's salary was budgeted for the entire year, but he's only going to be here for 5 months. So administration has extra funds right now in salary because we haven't been paying that. The police department had their two funded positions that have not yet been filled, so they've got a little. Parks and Public Works probably don't have
they
the
don't
extra
have any.
Money.
We've got reserves.
We've got reserves.
I'm not concerned
yes.
about the budget impact of it.
So. Right. I just want to make sure council's aware of that.
I'm looking at employees making sure that they can pay their
bills
and bills and whatnot. Continue to provide our service as much as we can
here at the city.
Remotely, doors closed, that kind of thing. So, as I said, engineering is shutting our doors at 5 o'clock today, and I don't know when those doors are going to reopen. We have multi-$1 million worth of projects going. Those are developers, those are businesses, permits we process. Over 1,000 permits a month. That's all going to be ongoing remotely. There is no reason we can't get to that point. Now,
and
it will take us a week or two to get it established.
Rick, I think that's exactly right. There's some payment options that we're going to have to put into place that we don't have in place right now, and there's no reason why we can't do that.
So I thought we were just getting a skeleton crew work.
This is
all
our plan.
Permits can be paid via email with credit card authorization. Court can be paid online by phone or credit card authorization. Utilities can be paid online by phone through the Dropbox or a credit card authorization. All payments can be made where they do not have to come here.
Great. So this is all set.
I'm fine with staff being in the building, but we need the ability to work from home if something happens here.
It's going to happen. This might be. It's just a matter. Do we want to sit here and deny it's going to happen and say we're going to do a skeleton crew, or we're going to say, you know what, it's going to happen, and let's just set a date and we all.
Well, we're going into this thing come Tuesday in all likelihood with a 1 month window.
A 1 month window to close.
No, to extend our emergency operations for 1 week, meaning City Hall will be closed.
For 1 month.
We'll be operating under this premise unless something changes.
We can't operate. This is not, this is a...
Well, now you have no idea what or when.
I don't, but I know it's going to happen.
You may be right. Nobody's denying that you may
so
be right.
So let us prepare for it.
How many people, do you know how many people are right now on our, what's that old folk deduction that we've got?
Over 65.
Yeah. I'm not arguing that we should do it right now. All I'm arguing that let's put a plan together. That's all I'm saying.
This is part A of this plan. And the rest of it, I'll tell you what part B is going to be. Shut it and do the best we can. And we can already take every payment that we've got And that's my main concern, is how do we provide function? People can call in, we can dial remotely.
All due respect, Mayor, that's what we told you in the
city. And in all due respect,
and
I said,
that we told I said you this, the city secretary to do on Thursday.
And this
come
is,
back with a plan that says we're going to pay people more. And all
not
I'm
more.
Saying, all I'm saying is that let's put a plan together that says this is how we provide services.
And this has people here to provide services. And you don't like it.
No, I know, but that's fine. I'm one vote, so.
No, but, and Steve, I happen to agree. We've got a plan in place right now to have somebody here to provide services to the city of people here. If we end up closing, we'll have to figure out something else.
Why don't you figure that out now?
The one thing I don't know how we're going to do remotely is court.
And we've had the same amount of time you guys have with a much bigger monster.
And I'm telling you, I don't know what is the best thing for us to do. I have asked for suggestions and said, told everybody the other day, I'm not got to put this plan into place. And somebody said, well, we'll see you Friday. And that's exactly where we are Friday. And I'm happy with this because I'm satisfied we got people here.
To work remotely, I will have to get with IT. We will probably have to provide staff with computers, possibly hotspots.
And there might be some services we just do without.
Right. I mean, and if we want to allow them to take their desktops here, home, because it's already got everything set up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, if you're wanting us to take everything home.
We're going to be able to do, and then do it. I mean, step one, how are we going to staff the city?
What are we going to do? Well, this is step one. We're going to need X number of people, period. And then let's go from there. We shouldn't be saying we need to get technology involved. We should be saying we'll have the right technology in here on Monday to start setting up this application.
If that's what council wants me to do, I will have right here Monday morning and start figuring out how to get everybody working remotely.
That would be my suggestion. I think I'm pretty sure Steve's on board with me.
Okay.
But somebody's still going to have to come here. My thing is, how are we going to do payables if everybody's at home? How are we going
to
get...
I know. So, I mean, you just have to work those out. So, payables. So
all the invoices.
So
that
we're going to get invoices. We get them through the mail, right?
Yes.
So maybe we designate one person to come up here every 3 or 4 days.
We've got that person designated right now.
Right, and then that person picks up the bills and somehow communicates that to the person who writes the checks or cuts the checks or something. I mean, these are all just processes you have to work out, but you can minimize.
At this point, and let me just say, at this point, I don't think we need to close City Hall. Now,
okay.
That can change.
I think me and Rick are on the same page here. What we're trying to say, we don't necessarily have to close the City Hall now, but why don't we prepare? So what we're saying is, like, let's go prepare for it. Let's put together a plan of what we're going to do. Because City Hall, in all likelihood, will be closed. Maybe Tuesday, maybe Friday.
And there are several cities that are working remotely, and they allowed staff to take their city computers home to
and
be able to work remotely.
But then you bring up the other problem with the internet.
We would have to get hotspots for the employees to take home that have no internet.
Comcast has provided 3 hotspots for the next 2 months for various reasons.
Okay.
Schools, all the school kids have 3 hotspots right now.
So, if we send Reg home with her computer, will she be able to use it?
If we get working with Comcast and say, we need a hotspot for this person, yes.
And that would
will
be
that
done by
work
who?
For a plug?
The right technology.
Does that work with a desktop computer, these hotspots? Does it work with a desktop?
With a desktop if you don't have a...
We don't have a laptop.
Does right technology have ones we can rent or something?
I mean, we're going to have to buy one.
I'm sure they do. Most IT companies do.
What's a laptop, standard low-end laptop cost now? $500?
I don't know.
So here's the other thing. We do have a laptop for court, but it's like you're saying, like a $500 laptop, but it runs so slow that it's almost impossible to get your work done because it's so slow.
Well, then get right technology to upgrade the RAM.
Somebody said bring right technology in this conversation. That's where I think that this is we need to put together a plan and we're calling them, get them involved.
I can do that today.
Rather than issuing Count City laptops to everyone, I would say we get right technology to weaken the firewall for those computers. And bring in those computers only. Even if we have to go to their house and install our software so they can get through the firewall at full protection.
What if Wright could set up a VPN on people's personal computers where they can remote into their computer here? But I do know I have at least one staff that does not have a computer or internet.
Are they critical to the work?
It's court.
And so maybe the one court person comes in here, or we've got more people that can cover court, right?
We've got two. I don't know if the second one has it or not because she's on quarantine at home. And I haven't reached out to her.
The right way, my view is that you start off with zero, and then you like, what is the bare minimum? And it's not still improvement, it's the bare minimum that you need someone to
right.
Pick up. I'm actually doing that in the Houston office. I have one person going once every 10 days to pick up bills and do it.
Until I say no more. Yeah. I mean, I can come in once a week, and I can get mail, and I can distribute it. I can tell everybody. Yeah. Yeah, I can tell everybody there's an app called Turbo Scan that they can get for their phones where you can scan these items as a PDF and then email them back to staff. So if we don't have scanners, you can at least do it from your phone. But again, that's going to be some people using personal phones.
But that wouldn't, based on my conversations with the city, if I use my personal phone to take a picture and then email it to my county email, once I've got it on the county system, I can take it off.
Delete it.
Here, okay. And that's what they can do. They can email it from their phones
yes.
to their city email and then distribute it to whoever they need to.
Right.
So we can still work that way. Because I use that a lot. That's how I sent the declaration
yes.
the other night. I will call Wright. I will get a plan to have all staff working remotely, but it just might take me a little bit of time.
How many people is that to get working remotely?
Maybe. I'm only thinking administrative side and parks. Maybe like 10.
Well, truthfully, parks is probably going to be non-essential because the outside part is.
Yeah, they probably don't need a computer to work
there. We're not booking any events inside the buildings.
Nope.
Right.
They're closed.
We'll need a park person to respond to, the ducts broke, whatever.
And you're going to have staff go and clean up the parks,
yeah.
all that type of thing.
But that's all outside.
Outside.
Yep.
Doesn't
require a computer.
We need to direct that from our house, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's not sequestered. She's driving.
Well, they've got a schedule. They
so
go down. They've already got a schedule. They know what to do.
So they're not even in the picture, so to speak.
I'm thinking permits, courts, auditor, our treasurer, whatever we call it.
Finance. Utility.
Code enforcement can probably go to minimal activity, only egregious things. I'm not going to be worried about grass being over 9 inches right now. And then Public Works obviously needs to be here to take care of their stuff. Because the toilet's got to flush.
Yep, and water's got to turn on.
Well, we'll need them to come in to read meters.
Okay, once a month.
And the PD, obviously, they're here.
Right.
They're here.
If we get quarantined the entire department, then I'm assuming we are relying on our sheriff's office and whatever. Have we reached out to establish that? That's going to be a question for Gary.
That's going to be a question for Gary. And yeah, they've been in conversations and they're talking about lending personnel between city and city and all that kind of stuff. And keep in mind, well, hopefully they won't be in a position where they quarantine the whole thing.
Right.
If, however, they do get a portion quarantine, that's where they'll set up the EOC. Okay? The healthy people.
Right.
And leave this until they get it deconned and clean and safe to walk in.
Yep.
So that's part of the plan for that.
If we established a company to come in and do our decon if needed, we need to establish that. I don't necessarily have a problem cleaning the individual cars, but if we need to come decon the building, we need to have that established.
They're just wiping down their cars each shift as the next officer comes
and
in.
All their equipment.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is there that many decon companies out there? Maybe Servpro, would they do something like that? They do a fire in that kind of crowd, so.
I would say that'd be another question for Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And or even send a question about a flat house.
That might probably be
okay.
See if they have any recommendation for.
Let's see if the county has established a contract. We can piggyback on the county.
We might be able to do it in the local and use theirs. But I'll give.
And you're talking about if we had an exposure.
Yep.
In the building.
It's just like debris removal. We don't need it until we need it.
Well, and we would probably contact TML because that would also be a workers' comp claim for staff exposed.
Possibly.
Yeah, TML's closed right now, too.
I believe it. They're probably working remotely. I think a lot of them work remotely anyways.
Yeah. All right.
So where are we at for staff Monday and Tuesday until we get a remote, working remotely established?
Minimize contact. For those that can work remotely, do it until we can get this established. But the ones that have to come in right now, just come in.
I mean, I can tell. That's what I'm saying. Do you want court permits, utility, finance to just not report right now?
We're still active on that stuff.
Yes.
I can't answer that. I don't know because I don't know what's.
Because we're active in every department.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between active and critical.
Right.
I understand.
Where's also.
Rick, what are y'all doing on permits?
So we've got some staff working remotely. We've got some staff that are still coming in, but that's because we were still taking walk-ins.
You had them all walk in, yeah.
We still were taking walk-ins today. As of Monday, they're stopped at the door. They get to call in or send emails. We're already prepared that if we get sequestered and quarantined, they're working from home. We've already got our computers set up. We've got the laptops ready to go home with individual people. Some are taking home over the weekend. In the event that it's over the weekend, we call, buildings closed. Our biggest problem now is the number of connections, which IT is working on. They were not prepared to have 500 to 1,000 people trying to log on at the same time. Now, it's not insurmountable, it's just what's the dollar amount? And they're working on getting it fixed.
I understand all the cable company that jumped up speed on that to help compensate for all this too, so.
Yeah, they've put everybody on their highest speed.
For those who couldn't hear, John's talking about the increased speed by the cable companies, which would hopefully cut down on some backlog.
For free.
Yeah, for the time being. Are y'all issuing permits?
Absolutely. And we're still doing inspections because they're outside, individual, you know, you don't have to have physical contact or close contact with people.
Right.
Where's the construction?
And we're planning on doing the same thing here.
Construction companies are still going, so we have to inspect.
Yeah. until they, unless they call a lockdown, that's how we plan on operating here. And of course, we don't have the volume, but we still have to do that. I'm assuming that we can get that set up by sending, I'm just not in favor of pulling the desktops out and sending them home, though.
No. If we have to go buy 7 laptops at $1,000 a piece, it's not going to break the budget.
I worry more about support. Because you go buy 7 new laptops, like, I don't know what all apps are going to need on it, what's going to have to be set up. Like, I'm actually okay with people taking desktops home. You just load them in your car and you take them home and you set them up. Or maybe you give people a choice or something.
Well, AVR charges us anytime we add their software to a different computer. They charge us. Encode does not.
Well, I'm not talking about the cost of software. I'm talking about, are we going to be able to get these people up and running remote? Are they going to have problems? You know, are they going to be able to use telecommunications, use the app, use the chat, whatever tools they need? Like, that could be a nightmare.
Well, I know for like court, they need email, they need Encode. Permits needs email and Encode. Utilities needs email and AVR. Finance is going to need email and Encode. That's basically what we need to function. Now, as far as taking payments, the payment has to be set up as a, their computer has to be set up as a payment terminal. So, and I don't know how hard that's going to be. And again, do we want people using their personal computers as payment terminals and all of that?
Yeah,
And I agree with you.
No. You're buying exposure and no.
I agree.
Yeah, we can't do that.
I mean, if they took their desktop home, it already has everything on it that they need to do their job.
So it is a hard connection to, you know, the network and get reconfigured.
But I don't know, actually. Right, and a desktop's not going to sync to Wi-Fi. And where they're going to have to sync through the VPN to access the servers.
I understand that desktops are cheaper than laptops. I don't know why the city is still buying desktops.
I just said that to the mayor yesterday.
Just buy a higher-end laptop.
Yep.
Eventually replace all of these desktops with a laptop sitting there. That way you
dock extension.
That's exactly what I said to him yesterday. So if you have to go, you just pop your laptop out and go. And everything is there that they need.
Every engineer in my office, all they've got is either a laptop or a Surface Pro.
Yeah.
And most, and that's just a change in technology.
Yeah, because they could just be in a docking station here with a normal monitor and keyboard. And then when we have a situation like this, they just pull out their laptop and go.
Grab the mouse and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that would take time to replace everybody's.
Pretty quick. Maybe we buy some laptops. Say this is your new desktop.
Well, I could see we would need, if you're going to do this for administrative staff, you would need 2 for accounting, permits, utilities, and we would need 6.
6 in docking stations. That's you're talking $3,000 about.
Well, I think you're going to need a little bit better than a $500 laptop.
You said you were talking. I was thinking $3,000 each.
The laptop that I have for the city was a $1,200 laptop, and I can work from home with no issues.
I mean, you buy a laptop that's going to have power and it's not obsolete the day you walk it out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a minimum 250 gigabyte solid state drive, probably a terabyte.
All right, hold on just a minute. Give her a spec after this meeting.
No, we're just not going to give a spec.
Right.
And we're going to give that, I've already got a call in to Wright right now to call us back, or to call me back. We're going to give this to Wright and say, will this do what we need it to do?
Well, I can say I've got my computer that I'm using now that works.
I'll give you what I would think would be a minimum, and you can get there.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
I'm the one telling IT at the county what I want for engineering.
And if it'll sit down there and pull through all of that, it'll pull through all of our data. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, they've got a dump data dump that's bigger than what we've got.
So do I need to add an agenda item for Tuesday for discussion regarding laptops?
Purchasing laptops?
For Dustin, an action item, a discussion of a possible action item.
And do we want to include...
And we'll have Wright Technology stand
Parks
here.
And Public Works in this?
I would say one for Parks, one for Public Works. For the directors.
So for admin staff, public works, and parks director.
So how many computers was that or laptops?
That would put us at eight.
Eight.
And then what about code enforcement has a Surface, I think.
Yeah, they've got something.
She's fine.
She's got a Surface and an iPad that she uses.
So we're looking at less than $10,000 for eight of them.
If we go with a higher end, $2,000 to $3,000, let's say a $3,000 laptop at the highest end, you're looking at $24,000. Our reserves can handle this.
Yeah, and then that way we don't have to meet in six more months or next year.
We've been fighting with Wright Technology to get a list of when our upgrades are due anyway. This is going to set us up.
So that would be nine laptops that we need to purchase. That would cover all of admin, Public Works Director, or Parks Director.
Okay, what we're doing
well,
is
we might as well do 10 for our new city administrator.
Yes, yeah, give them one too.
No,
we have to ask the question, since we have to get this expense to continue working, would this be a reimbursable item?
Probably not. I mean,
more than likely not on the hardware side.
Mm-hmm. I ask.
No.
We can apply.
It's every bit as necessary as a dump truck to clean things up.
What you get, if you've got something and it's destroyed or you need to fix it or something to that effect, you can apply reimbursement. To get something new that you haven't ever had before is a little bit dicier return.
Or they're going to call it the betterment, and they'll give you a portion, 20%, because that's all you had.
Yeah.
You had a desktop at low end, and now you got a higher end laptop.
And, I mean, technology-wise, sitting in our offices, we're in good shape right now. But that's been taken, three hard years of implementation through Wright Technology to get us up there. But moving forward... Who knows? I don't know where we're going to be in a year.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I can tell you, now, I would say engineering is the department that has been able to handle this the easiest because we had put the technology in place already. Other departments, they don't know how to work from if they get shut out of the office. If everybody's on desktops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're for right now. Are we going to table this item? Just let people work.
No, I'm not going ahead with the policy, but we just need to do more.
Okay, so we're going to sit down there. If that's the case, we need a motion to put in a regular pay with a stipend.
Motion so moved.
Second.
So what? Going back to the conversation, though, you guys are really focused on laptops, getting down to the specs. I still think we need an action item that says we're going to work on a continuity plan that includes everyone working from home, or to the extent that they can work from home, something like that. Because that's what we're going to talk. That's what hopefully we can put into action.
I will work on a plan.
Would anybody like to volunteer to work with our city secretary on that?
I'll get with Wright and see what we can come up with by Tuesday.
Yeah, just get Wright.
It won't be in your packets because those are posting today.
Yep.
So I won't have anything in your packets, but I will work with Wright to see what I can get together by Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, the concept is starting out at zero, and what would it take? And Wright might be able to help you with that with everything.
I suspect there will be.
As far as I'm sure, this is not the first call they're getting. So
like I said, I know some other cities have, some cities just have one or two staff coming in, and it's just because they don't have internet, but they've sent everybody else home with their city computers and are working remotely.
And that might be the best we can do, that's fine. Let's just put them in the
next. You gotta make a step in the first step,
And the first step is figure out, find out what we're looking at, and that is, as far as the technology is concerned, I'm guessing we're minimum $25,000?
Probably.
So I need to come back with a budget amendment then also to purchase the laptops.
We should have had some money in emergency response or whatever, but it was probably a few grand.
It was $15,000. We've tapped some of that.
Yeah, so I think that's the item we need to
amend.
Is an emergency response budget item rather than hardware or whatever.
But are these laptops going to become the daily computers for these positions?
I would suggest
so. Then it may be really...
That's why the engineering company, the engineering department could transition like that, because they use these every day. They just pick them up and went home.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, you could take the docking station too. Once they get it set up, they can use theirs.
So I usually send monitors home with our staff. The ones that only have one monitor at home, because we have always have a minimum of two. I've sent some of our monitors home. And I'm just keeping track of it. They come back. This is over.
I told
you.
That's probably the cleaning people. No, it's only 3:00. It might just be Eric.
It never shows up again.
Who cares? Yeah, we got to go.
Yeah, you got to wait.
All right. So we are. With a motion by John.
Second by Kelly.
Second by Kelly.
So we're gonna pay everyone, we're gonna pay essential 10% stipend.
10 hours.
10 hour stipend, and everyone else remains
at full salary.
And are they continuing to work their 40 hours, or are they going on this schedule that's in here? Because I mean, if you're approving this policy, that means starting Monday only the Monday, Wednesday staff will be showing up.
I would say they work from home. Okay. We want 40 hours, we can get 40 hours from home. Working from home.
But nobody can work from home right now.
I have a hard time believing that.
How are we going to feed the animals from home?
Well, I mean, how are we going to do court from home? They don't have computers with the software at home right now.
And you said the core computer is just so slow that it's not worth taking home.
The laptop
is no good.
We didn't know that until we tried to implement it.
We tried to use it in court just a couple weeks ago, and it just couldn't keep up.
Is it a hardware issue, or is it it needs to be cleaned issue?
I think it's just hardware. I don't think it has enough memory or whatever to work. The laptop's a few years old already. And it's like you said, it's probably like a $500-$600.
My laptop is now pushing 8 years old, so we'll blow anything in this building away.
Point taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got 5 of those. You just got a new one.
I don't know what to do about it. I kind of get that. I'm with Rick. Move as people to home as much as you can.
So right now, do we want to just not even do this policy? We just keep City Hall closed? They're still reporting to work till we figure out how to send them home remotely? I mean, that's my question.
Part of it was, however, no, wait a minute, just a second. Let's not forget, you're sitting way over there for a reason. Part of this is for social spacing as well. We've got a person in one and a person in another. We don't have the two people in courts and then the admin or permits and utilities in the same office. We got utilities and courts. We've got finance and code enforcement. We got them spread out for social spacing. That's part of the reason, Steve. Yep.
Just like I said, maybe one person work here, one person work at EOC.
Well, I'm not going to EOC. Take that out of your vocabulary.
Yeah, we have to keep that.
Oh, that's right.
But Parks certainly has additional space for folks down in their area. But see, I mean, Colleen can work here. Monica can work down there.
Colleen can work remotely.
Colleen
can work remotely. I can work remotely. Chief could work remotely. But the rest of your staff does not have
that capability.
Mm-mm.
But we are trying to institute some social spacing. I would say that by Tuesday evening, we should have a better idea of what and when, and we can address it at that point.
Will we have a better idea on Tuesday?
Excuse me?
Will we have a better idea on Tuesday?
On when we could get technology available to have people work at home.
When we could send people home permanently.
Correct.
When we could send them to work remotely. I mean,
well, and guys, they may come up with a different declaration between now and then anyway. But unless it comes from feds, I don't think Texas is going to shut us down. Texas is open for business. All right, so that's out of the governor's mouth, and that could change tomorrow if numbers change.
Sure.
So I say let's go ahead and implement the plan as is, knowing that it could be modified, and that way we've only got a short staff. And we'll get everybody up and at them and working somewhere else 40 hours a week when we can provide the...
I mean, I would on phone with Wright right now.
We're not
going to be able to purchase laptops till after Tuesday after council approves something.
Yeah, we can. This is an emergency declaration. We can do that.
Yeah.
We've already done that. We're under that right now.
You can order the laptops. We do the budget amendment.
After the fact.
I mean, I could talk to Wright today and get them working on getting us laptops.
Sounds good.
But I need to talk with you to see what you say a minimum spec needs to be. But I could get them going
on. I want something faster than Steve's.
That's easy here. Find my phone. I mean, all I need is email.
Okay. Kurt, are you still on the line?
I am, but unfortunately, I'm able to hear maybe 40% of what all is being said.
All right, well, we're trying. And I've got Steve Wright with the Wright Technology on the phone. Steve, real quick, you've caught us in an emergency
meeting,
city council meeting.
Okay.
And one of the things that we're trying to find out right now is how quickly could you come up with
10 laptops?
10 laptops
with docking stations,
set up per our department, like utilities.
To allow our staff to work remotely.
And to allow them
to take
the
data they need
and work remotely. Or the software they need.
So depending on stock, I was able to successfully order a couple of yesterday that were in inventory. We can't be very choosy. We're restricted by what's in stock because anything I order new, they're saying may not arrive until May 4th. So it has to be already pre-built. Like I said, just yesterday I was able to order a couple that claimed they were going to ship out today. I'm waiting for confirmation, but they were supposed to do it because they were in inventory and they were pre-configured. So what I can do is I can log in, I can see what inventory is in stock, and if it's at a decent price and a decent configuration, we just have to live with it and then adjust it when it arrives. And if that happens, we'll usually have it within 3 to 4 days, give us another day or two to set them up, so you could be up and running by this time next week, maybe a day or two earlier. Probably Thursday, Friday, Monday of next week.
Okay, and we were on docking stations with those as well?
Yeah.
But those won't be essential.
When you do it this way, when you're not doing a custom build like we normally do, we usually have to order the dock separately. So there is a risk that you'd end up with just the laptop initially and the docks would filter in later.
We understand that. Okay.
Yeah.
Council's hearing this. Any thoughts on what we're talking about here?
We're just going to get a pre-built. You know, we can't special order, so that gives pre-built racehorses, that's all.
And I'll give rough specs, and then if they get as close as they can.
Okay, we're going to sit down and shoot you some rough specs here in 30 minutes or less. And
make sure you include if you want external displays. I'm assuming since you want a docking station, you might want that kind of stuff. So how many external displays do you want? The other thing we're finding out is disappearing, like, real time is cameras, webcams. So if you want webcams, I'm trying to get my hands on them, but they're very hard to find, and they're almost gone from the retail stores also.
We don't think that's a necessity.
Don't most of your laptops have cameras in them?
Yes, we will try and get laptops with cameras already built in, and odds are high because most do nowadays, but again, we don't get to be picky in this case. We're going to have to find out what's available and just order that.
And so I've got to ask...
If a webcam is something you need, what I'll do is when I'm ordering them, if they didn't come with their laptops, I'll get them on order also. If they do come with the laptops, obviously I won't have to worry about it.
Okay, let me ask you this. From the what you've seen out there right now, what is our cost with docking station ballpark?
The one I did the other day came out with dock was like $1,200, maybe $1,300. So they're not outrageous yet. That was a decent system, and I thought it was a fair price given the type of system it was. But, I mean, by the time you come up with an answer, I'm already logged into the right site for it. So I'll pull up my distribution, and I'll be able to tell you what I'm seeing. But I would, assuming we can find them in stock still, which I'm hoping we will, I'm guessing we'll land somewhere in that price point. But I'll have hard answers by the time you call back.
Is that solid state drive with possibly a terabyte secondary?
The one I did, no, that wouldn't be solid state. That would probably be the good old-fashioned spinning drive. But I think it was a 500 gig, if I remember right. It was an i5 with 500 gigs and 8 gigs of memory. It was the one I did yesterday.
Okay.
Obviously, solid state is preferred, but, you know, again, we don't get to be too choosy right now.
Yeah, I'll probably put in some higher-end specs in what you're talking as desired, and then I'll come back also with a minimum spec.
Yeah, that's great. You put down what you prefer versus what you're willing to take. And that way I'll land in, I'm going to start working on it because I have a pretty good guess of what you guys want anyway. So I'll start working on it, but then if you can send me those specs, I'll see if I need to adjust it all.
I would say at minimum what I have right now, because mine works pretty good.
I'm sorry?
I would say at minimum what you have for the city secretary laptop, because mine works fairly well from home. But probably it probably needs to be amped up a little bit from that one.
I'm guessing the ideal thing would be stumble onto something where it was like an i7 with 16 gigs of memory and then a 512 solid state, that kind of thing. But the problem is the whole world's trying to get those right now. In fact, I heard Exxon ordered 38,700 of those.
Yeah. You're in the ballpark, so I'll get my specs to Courtney, and we can go from there.
Sounds good. I'll start working on it right now, and Mr. Mayor, by the time you call me back, I should have some better answers for you.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We still need to vote on the policy.
Yep. Okay, well, we know that we're able to move forward. We're not sure when, as far as getting people sent home. But right now, we're going to have to work. So we need to come up with something, and we've had a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Kurt?
He doesn't get to vote, he just gets to listen.
Okay, Kurt voted aye. Any opposed? No.
And this is effective starting Monday?
All right, motion passes unanimously. And we have also been charged with additional discussion on obtaining a laptop, which we're now moving forward. And we should have that, it's now 10 after 3, we should have answer to them by 3:30. And hopefully by the end of the day, we should have some response coming back.
So once you solve the laptop problem, is everything else fairly simple?
If we can get laptops set up, then yes, staff could just take a laptop and go home.
Other than the employees that don't have internet.
I mean, Court, what they need to just be able to do right now is answer emails and the payments that are coming online. I mean, obviously, we're not going to we're not going to be able to print all the tickets and put all that together remotely, unless, I mean, they're going to need a printer.
Well, somebody's going to have to come in here and just do that, but doesn't have to be here every day.
Right. So I would have to just have. I mean, right now, all court is canceled through April. So.
And we've got folks postponed already into June?
Well, we've rescheduled them into June.
That's what I meant, into June.
Mm-hmm. But we still have court dates for May.
I mean.
That's our most taxing thing, pretty much, right?
What's that?
On the system, it's court and all that, right?
Well, utility bills.
Our utilities, John. Utilities.
We should be voting on something on Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the amount of money and whatever.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to sit down there and take a peek. I mean, I looked at our balances, and right now you know we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, that's going to be something we're going to have to deal with. It's just the loss in revenues from...
Our reserves are big enough that even if we took in zero sales tax this year... We're still flush.
We're solvent.
Yes. I won't worry about this as far as the finances go until it spreads past October.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. All right.
Well, the other offset, if nobody's in the building, we can kind of save some energy. I suspect there's going to be federal programs coming up on salaries, benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already starting.
Oh, we need to learn to how to apply. That's for dang sure. Okay. If there's nothing else, we will see everybody Tuesday.
6:30.
If we adjourn. Okay.
It's our regular council meeting on Tuesday.
Motion to adjourn by Rick, second by Kelly. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Kirk.